He had no idea what Bardoon actually was. So far, the fellow seemed to care less about winning sabacc hands than creating fear in the hearts of other players. As if maybe he was some kind of dark side fiend who used fear to feed his force powers. Han could see why the Krefs might want to create a few Ohali Soroks. What Baron of Industry wouldn't want an army of force-using lackeys? But he couldn't see why the two Kalumai had turned a perfectly good Mandalorian into something like Bardoon. Maybe he was a lab accident or something. After a moment, Bardoon hissed in frustration, then said,
"Jonas Rom rises."
Good. The stakes would force Marvid to fold. Han glanced over and caught Ohali Sorok watching the two Nargon guards at the door. Clearly she was thinking the same thing he was. It was about time to make a move. Bardoon remained silent, letting the fear build as his fellow players contemplated what he intended to bet. The fear was still building when the lounge door slid open and a gravelly Mandalorian voice spoke behind Han.
"Sorry to interrupt, but Lady Rain wants a word with the chiefs."
Marvid cocked his head, half turning toward the door.
"Sivara is here already? Excellent."
Kratheus, who could see the door from his seat on the opposite side of the table, nodded to the guard.
"Send her in." "She said to tell you it needs to be in private," the guard said. "And she said, it's urgent."
Marvid let out a melodramatic sigh, then used a servo grip to gather his chip cards.
"It appears you will have to continue without me."
He tossed the cards to Gev and turned to Han.
"As much fun as it would have been to see you suffer, Captain Cyril, I must withdraw."
His power body started to pivot away from the table, until Han clamped a hand onto one of its Vanilloy pincer arms.
"Not so fast," Han said. "You owe us a session with the torture droid."
Marvid shot a glance toward his brother, who was just floating around the far end of the table toward the door.
"What are you looking at Kratheus for?"
Han demanded.
"He can't get you out of this."
Marvid turned back to Han, his temples throbbing.
"I am sure you think yourself quite clever, Captain Solo."
He tipped his power body forward.
"You have manipulated me into a position where I must either suffer an unimaginable torment or admit I never intended to honor the bet. Would that be a fair assessment?"
"Look, pal, all I want is what you owe the pot,"
Han said, growing uneasy.
"No one likes a shirker."
"Likes, Captain Solo?"
A thin smile came to Marvid's puckered mouth.
"What do you think this has been? A social event?"
"I think it's a sabacc game,"
Han said.
"And when you play sabacc, you make good on your markers."
Kratheus surprised Han by whirling his power body around and stopping next to his brother.
"Why?"
Han scowled.
"Why what? Why should we honor our marker?"
Kratheus asked.
"So you would tell us who blasted our mother?" "The thought had crossed my mind, yeah."
Han didn't like how the Krefs seemed to be in sync all of a sudden, as if maybe they had been playing him all along.
"I thought you wanted to know. Marvid kept asking about it anyway."
"Only to make certain you understand the reason you are here,"
Marvid said.
"Sorry," Han said. "I'm still a little unclear on that."